Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now it's time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorbin. And Randy, I see we have news this morning on Xerox's proposed takeover of HP.
Yes, Beth. Actually, yesterday I got word from HP. They're announcing their board of directors has unanimously rejected an unsolicited takeover proposal from Xerox, but HP not ruling out the two companies still talking about possibilities in the future. The letter from HP says the Xerox offer significantly undervalues HP and is not in the best interest of its shareholders. Xerox recently made a cash and stock bid for HP that values the company at $33 billion. HP, by the way, is more than three times Xerox's size. At Brighton Securities, George Conboy says, no shocker here that HP says no to this initial offer.
No surprise at all. Whether you're considering a $50 billion merger deal or trying to sell a used car, rarely does somebody accept the very first offer that's made in a proposed transaction like that.
The letter from HP also notes it recognizes the potential benefits of consolidation. It's open to exploring whether there is value for HP shareholders through a potential combination, but they want more information, more of a, what they call due diligence in terms of Xerox's finances. And stay tuned. We'll see what happens there. On the merger front, continuing in that vein, shareholders of Gannett and Gatehouse Media parent New Media Investment Group last week approving a merger of those two media companies, creating a massive chain of more than 250 daily newspapers. Gatehouse, of course, based in Perrenton, if you didn't know that. Their holdings include the suburban newspapers like the Daily Messenger, the Rochester Business Journal, and the Daily Record. Gannett, the parent company of the Democrat and Chronicle. The deal expected to close tomorrow. The combined company will be called Gannett. When you get mergers like this, of course, companies often look for synergies to increase efficiency, but we don't know yet what the impact will be locally in terms of staffing. The Strong Museum says its 290-seat auditorium has been renamed the Paychex Theater to acknowledge Paychex's support of the museum and a recent $250,000 gift from Paychex that is to benefit a fundraising campaign as part of the museum's expansion. End of an era for a couple of local businesses. One, the Danielli family, they are still in business, but the restaurant business, something they're moving out of with a Sunday brunch at Mario's in Penfield that was going to close after that brunch yesterday on Empire Boulevard. They say the staff's been aware for some time. They've been given opportunities at other jobs in the Danielli family of companies. The family, of course, evolving through the years in other businesses like car washes, marinas, and real estate development. Mario's previously was located on Monroe Avenue in Brighton, but as you may know, that location closed several years ago in advance of plans they have for a Whole Foods market. End of an era also in Pittsburgh in terms of one longstanding fine apparel business. Don Rhoda of the Red Barn announcing the store will be closing after 56 years in business. He operates the store with his wife, Pamela, and Rhoda telling us he's seen a lot of change in more than a half century of selling clothing.
If you had told me 25 years ago that I would be carrying jeans in my store, I would have probably said you're crazy. But of course, we carry beautiful jeans, and some of those jeans are more expensive than our dress trousers used to be. So, I mean, there's a way of putting it together and switching gears and still coming out at the same end. It's a switch. Everything has to change. Nothing stays the same.
In the meantime, the Red Barn continuing with their retirement sale, as they put it. They're hoping to be able to continue that until just past Christmas. State Labor Department reporting another strong month for job growth in the Rochester area. Private sector employment rose 4,300 jobs in October compared to a year ago. State Labor Analyst Tammy Marino telling us traditionally September and October are strong months for hiring because of returning staff at colleges and universities. And as far as the rest of the year goes, Marino says other seasonal factors come into play.
Every year, employers will increase their staffing levels, especially during the months of November and December. On average, these employers will hire about 4,000 workers for the holiday season. But it's also the time of year when construction activity will begin to pull back. But overall, I think we're going to finish out the year on a very good point.
One weak spot is manufacturing, which Marino says has remained below its previous year's level for much of the year. And the Geneva Company, the $1 million winner of the Real Eats America Business Competition, it was funded through the New York State Upstate Revitalization Initiative. It was the first year for the Grow New York Food and Agriculture effort, which focuses on enhancing food, beverage, and agriculture-related industries. Governor Cuomo says the effort will help create a lasting economic impact on New York's agribusiness. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbin.